It was moving day at Othello Village Tent City in southeast Seattle, but there were no moving boxes or vans in sight. The new residents arrived with their few belongings in bins. Othello Village is the third city-sanctioned encampment for homeless families. We get more from KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
Salima Silakula arrived with her five-year-old son, Tui. They moved into one of eight tiny houses. Theirs is blue and green. Lawrence Willis and his students at Seattle Vocational Institute built it. It's simple and spare, but behind the door.
We wanted to make sure you had
the little luxuries of life.
The house is not much bigger than a closet, but Silakula is thankful. Her previous home was a tent in another encampment.
Even if it means you're just, you know, coming out from a camp to another camp, but indoors, as opposed to water droplets dropping on you in the morning, but yeah.
Silakula is 34 years old. She became homeless last September. It started when she lost her job at a bed and breakfast inn and couldn't pay rent. Ever since then, she says, she's been in survival mode.
You don't think about how hard it is. You just think about what can I do to make it possible.
Silakula is one of three families to move to Othello Village. The encampment is on Martin Luther King Jr. Way South, near the Othello Light Rail Station. Silakula says having a roof over their heads means much more than shelter.
It means that we're in the right path again to getting back on our feet, you know, and again, the possibility's endless.
For now, she says, she wants to bask in the moment and in the relative warmth of her new home. In southeast Seattle, I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.